gorgeous, darling, but is it art?
Taonga Tuku Iho is Esther Stone's first exhibition with Melanie Roger Gallery opening next Wednesday as part of Matariki celebrations across Karangahape Road. Stone's practice centres on the stories and knowledge of her iwi, Ngāti Porou, hapu and whānau, by which whenua and whakapapa are weaved within the language and processes of traditional Māori weaving and taniko, which she specialises in. Each work is a product of intensive research, gathering and weaving, whereby the artist explores potential futures for traditional Māori methods of making. I had a kōrero with Esther about the show and her practice.
Your practice is largely guided by stories and knowledge of your hapu and whānau and intertwined with whenua and whakapapa. Can you speak to how these influences come through and inform your practice?
I mean, I grew up like on my whenua, which I'm really fortunate to have been able to do with my, you know, whānau and my hapu around. And I don't know, it's just always been there, and I feel like I can't make anything without it coming through. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, totally. So it's quite omnipresent for you.
Yeah.
With each piece in this exhibition, Taonga Tuku Iho, it's installed with Matai Tang and groove floorboards from your nan's house and totara milled by your father from your farm over 20 years ago. And I think it's a really special touch that really ties in those ideas and says a lot about the thought behind your practice. Can you speak to the inclusion of those elements specifically and how including them alongside and within your work influences your practice as a whole?
Well, when I was trying to figure out how to install these pieces without it, looking too polished and too Stepford Wives house kind of time. and I have been working in the museum and gallery sector, like with Māori taonga, and I'm really into like carving and stuff like that. So finding these, I don't know, it just felt right when I found these. I'm quite an intuitive maker, like I'll let the materials sort of tell me where the project is supposed to go. So yeah, I found them and I thought that'll be pretty cool and it won't make it look so polished but still looks right.
Beautiful. I guess with that, what is your process when creating a work tend to look like from start to finish?
So first I'll do some research. I read stories from my hapu, or I'll go through my family archives and look at names and try and decipher sort of what the time was like when they were named or things like that, and try and figure out what things mean or what they used to mean in te reo, not necessarily what they might translate to now. And then I'll go and harvest harakeke, which takes some time. And the prep work takes a lot of time, especially when I have to go to work and then come home and do it. It's all pretty time sensitive as well. Depending on the project, it might take me, and if I'm working on multiple pieces at a time, it'll take me maybe like 2-3 weeks to process the materials before I can even start dyeing anything. And then I will go plan out patterns that I'm going to weave and try and work the stories into the symbols and other motifs and stuff that I've researched throughout this making process that I've gotten really into.
Beautiful. And I guess that nicely leads on to my next question. Part of your practice is blending traditional fibres from harakeke with contemporary material, glass beads, and you've said that the two kind of explore a potential future of traditional Māori methods of making. What interests you about putting a contemporary spin on traditional practice?
I think just being a little bit different always feels kind of nice. You know, and people going, oh wow, I haven't seen that before, or I didn't realize I could do that, or it feels right. Like I think about how my ancestors weren't, or our ancestors weren't too fussed about putting down their stone tools and picking up what the settlers brought and things like that. Like nothing in the past has really said that using something new is wrong and using something new is bad or anything like that. And I take inspiration from the Mata Aho Collective, who sort of do things the same way. Like they will use new contemporary materials to create something from an indigenous traditional background, and it's really effective. And I think it's also just fun to play around with stuff.
Totally, totally. And I wanted to talk about the poem that you've written alongside this exhibition, because it also really ties the ideas together, and I think it's such a beautiful touch. Can you speak to the inclusion of this?
So I'm not good at writing paragraphs or complete sentences. So, the poetry style of writing works really well for me. And I think it also, because my practice is such a physically involved one, it's sort of hard to explain everything or get the viewer to really experience the work properly without having the style of writing like evoke, it evokes more, I guess, and sort of brings people into the work more.
And this exhibition is a part of the Matariki celebrations on Karangahape Road. What does Matariki mean for you?
Well, growing up, it wasn't really the same as it is now. Like, it was just a time of year when the stars looked, you could see different stars. I guess, like my grandmother, who was born in the 30s, she was brought up by someone who was born in the time of the treaty signing. So they didn't really celebrate Matariki in the way that we do now. It wasn't a hugely important thing. But what I guess what's really cool is that people are recognizing that part of our culture here in Aotearoa, and I know, getting more into it, so I guess it's really special.
That was artist Esther Stone speaking to me about Taonga Tōku Iho, an exhibition of hers opening at Melanie Roger Gallery next week. The opening event is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. next Wednesday, 18th. If you wish to head along, all are welcome.